Next on BYUSN, with the Cougars' Big 12 championship hopes still alive, we discuss which team we'd like to see BYU play in Dallas if things fall BYU's way. The latest bowl projections for BYU have the Cougars playing against Deion Sanders in Colorado. Would we be okay with that? David Nixon brings the heat today on how the Cougars get back on track and deal with injuries on the defense. And defensive end Isaiah Banya details the end-of-game chaos against Arizona State and how BYU is focused on what they can control this weekend. Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. It's Tuesday, November 26th, 2 days before Turkey Day. Hopefully you've got all the plans, the fixings ready to go, and your football game ready to go. I do not, so if anyone's got one they want me to come to, let me know. I am Jerem Jordan. Spencer Linton will join us in a moment. We've talked about the beat Houston and Iowa State or Arizona State lose scenario for BYU to get into the Big 12 title game. But what if there was a way for BYU to make the Big 12 title game, even if the Cougars stumble to the other Cougars of Houston? There is a scenario in which BYU gets to the Big 12 title game with a loss to Houston, and here it is. MRED, whose website is the one we've been using for simulations, an Iowa State fan, says for BYU to be in the conference championship game, despite a loss, they need Oklahoma State to win, Arizona to win, Iowa State, Kansas, Texas Tech. So there is a scenario. But we will find out on Friday, Black Friday, if BYU knows if Oklahoma State won or not, because they play Colorado on that day. So certainly don't want to leave it up to that. Five games need to go your way. A parlay of sorts to try and get into the Big 12 title game. Just beat Houston, and you got to hope that Arizona wins the Territorial Cup against Arizona State, or Iowa State goes down to Kansas State. BYU fans have given a lot to Avery Johnson. Hopefully he gives back in the form of a win. All rise and shout. It's time for What's Trending.
Hope we see Arizona State in the Big 12 championship, because we're going to absolutely demolish them.
Whatever it is, we got to win. We got to beat Houston. Hopefully we get another crack at Arizona State. I'm praying they win.
The only thing we control is how we play against Houston, and that's all we control, so let's go do it.
What's Trending is presented by BYU Food to Go, the MVP of your next event. BYU's Big 12 championship game's hopes are still very much alive, as we've chronicled. By now you've heard what needs to happen, and I'll say it again, BYU needs to beat Houston, and then they need an Arizona State or an Iowa State loss, and BYU is in. BYU defensive coordinator Jay Hill, wide receiver Chase Roberts have both been vocal about who they'd like to see in the Big 12 championship game.
We got to win. We got to beat Houston. Hopefully we get another crack at Arizona State. I'm praying they win. I'm praying the other team doesn't, because I want another crack at that game.
We're going to smoke Houston. I hope we see Arizona State in the Big 12 championship, because we're going to absolutely demolish them.
Smoke Houston, demolish Arizona State. Chase Roberts, not mincing words there. Jay Hill, hoping for Arizona State as well. I've talked to a couple other players. They feel like they want another game with Arizona State. I would dare say that most of you do as well. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. But if BYU does make it to the Big 12 championship game, which would be incredible, especially losing the last two and feeling like there wasn't going to be a shot. Nope, there's still very much a shot for BYU to do this. Who would we want BYU to play? Certainly Arizona State is top of mind. I know I feel that way. I believe Spencer feels that way. That BYU wants another shot at Arizona State. And it has to do with everything that happened on and off the field in this situation. On the field, BYU goes down 21-0. Arizona State took it to BYU in that first half. The hope is that BYU, in a second chance, could slow down Cam Scataboo, slow down Sam Levitt, Jordan Tyson, and the Sun Devils, who showed they have a very explosive offense. And frankly, Arizona State probably should have punched in one of those last two drives in the red zone. They chose a weird option to milk clock instead of going for a touchdown. And BYU had a shot at a Hail Mary. Should it have been a little closer? The field storm, the chaos, the way BYU's treated, the public reprimand, which we'll get to later from the Big 12 of Arizona State. But Spencer now joins us. Spence, Arizona State is the matchup we would want in the Big 12 title game. Is there any other answer here?
I know that people like the idea of Colorado and Deion Sanders, but really you want the rematch because you want a chance to take advantage of another opportunity to right the ship, right?
Yeah.
You want to get that right.
Yeah, that would be nice. And if it ends up being Colorado somehow, that means chaos ensued. Like, I don't know that chaos is going to ensue, hello, to the degree that we need it to as we get your mic on. When people can hear you, I think it's a really good opinion.
Yeah.
It looks like it's on.
Well, unfortunately, we've got to wait until I get my mic going. However, like, and I'll steal your mic to do this, but Arizona State feels like the clear answer to this question because of all the emotions that carried over from that game.
Yeah.
It's not just about wanting to get to the Big 12 title game and you want to win that, obviously go to the playoff. You want to right what went wrong in Tempe. And you want to stick it to that fan base. Like that, and to that team and that staff.
What did you tell me yesterday that had me laughing? That some BYU fans call Arizona State the Cactus Utes?
Yeah, that they've now become the Cactus Utes.
I had never heard that particular nickname for them, which is hilarious. There are other scenarios where, say, Arizona State wins, Iowa State wins, but Arizona State does not. You're playing Iowa State at that point, Spence. That's intriguing to me. But there's an emotional connection, a vitriol moment. We didn't walk into the West Coast Conference thinking St. Mary's would be a rival. I don't think we walked into the Big 12 this year thinking Arizona State becomes a rival. But you have moments Yes, organic moments where you go, oh my gosh, I don't like you, you don't like me, let's compete in football. And I think that's healthy and fun and okay. There were some unhealthy moments, but you look at the four-way logjam there. There's a real opportunity for BYU here. Kansas State can do BYU a lot of good here. A lot of good. One win by Kansas State. Oh, man. That would be the win of the year for BYU. Not only when the Cougars played them, but Kansas State getting BYU to the Big 12 title game. If the Cougars beat the other Cougars, that'd be amazing.
So I had somebody present the question to me. Would you rather Arizona win the Territorial Cup and beat Arizona State and ruin Arizona State's dream of a Big 12 championship? Or take another shot against Arizona State?
And that's interesting. Let me say, because of the timeline of Saturday, it's going to be a stressful afternoon. At 1:30 Mountain Time, the Territorial Cup begins. So if you knew by 5 o'clock that all BYU needed to do was beat Houston,
oh man,
that's quite the feeling. The
stress is out for the Iowa State-Kansas State game. Then it's just a matter of, like, if BYU beats Houston, who the opponent is.
Yes.
Is it Iowa State or is it Colorado?
Yes. At the end of the day, obviously, I think BYU fans want to a rematch with Arizona State. But what if Arizona State wins and now it's a stressful watch of Iowa State, Kansas State?
Oh, 100%.
This is likely to happen, by the way. I think Iowa State, Kansas State, it's going to be a spectacular game. We've ID'd that for weeks as being this awesome game to end the regular season for the Big 12. And it has a lot to do with BYU's fate. Because let's fast forward to a topic that we will discuss in the future, but just talk about it right now is, look, if BYU gets a 10th win and doesn't go to the Big 12 title game and, let's say, loses a bowl game and they're 10-3. Still a tremendous season, but real disappointment given 9-0 start. The hope is you got a chance at 11, 12 wins with a Big 12 title and a college football playoff opportunity. We'll see. Right now, BYU is very banged up, by the way. I'm not worried about Houston. I am worried about the next game for the Cougars, whatever that is.
Key guys on
very
defense, Crew Wakely and Harrison Taggart. And then you look at the offensive line with Braden Keim already out. We saw Austin Leausa on crutches against Arizona State.
That's tough.
Two notable guys. Sonny Maccasini's been in and out. And then, so what does BYU have left up front? And how do they pattern the offense based on what they have left up front?
I felt like Aaron Roderick in Coordinator's Corner was hinting at the fact that the two-minute offense has been so good for BYU the last couple weeks versus everything else that they may lean on that a little more. And I'm for it. I really am.
It's kind of Jake Retzloff's superpower.
That means you run a little less, by the way. And if the O-line is banged up, that makes sense to me. So are we consensus here, Arizona State? We want it?
I think that most BYU fans, again, you want the opportunity to make right what is so wrong in your mind.
And but based I thought on, they got reprimanded. That's not enough. Not enough.
In a neutral site, not on Arizona State's field. Like, I'd be interested to see what the experts say this game would be in Dallas in a neutral site.
Yep.
It feels very much like a coin flip game scenario.
I'd have Arizona State by a little bit.
By one, maybe?
Maybe three. I don't know, something like that. Okay, some of the other notable game projections. For bowl games. Brett McMurphy of the Action Network, BYU versus Colorado in the Alamo Bowl. The Athletic Stuart Mandel, BYU Colorado in the Alamo Bowl. Jerry Palm, Mark Schlabaugh, same thing. ESPN's Kyle Bonagura, BYU Washington State, in the Alamo Bowl. Would you be okay with playing Colorado in the Alamo Bowl, even though it is a Big 12 team and BYU didn't play them this year?
If this is the consolation prize, yeah, great. It's a fun matchup. However, I do worry because it's not a Big 12 title game or a college football playoff game that Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter are like, nah, we're out.
I don't see any way they'd
play. We're getting ready for the NFL draft. This is becoming more and more common with the high-level players that are sure thing draft picks, and both of them.
Oh, they're top 10 picks.
They're both going to be in the top 10.
They might be top 5.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Colorado might have two top 5 picks in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
So why would they risk their health status and their draft status by playing in that game against BYU?
They wouldn't.
They
wouldn't.
So that would like,
yeah.
It's like, now you're not getting the full steam, Colorado.
Is it enough to not want the matchup?
I'd like the idea of Coach Prime and Colorado versus BYU better than pretty much anything else that is not in the college football playoff.
Both teams that thought they were going to meet in the Big 12 title game last week?
Yes, but again, it's a watered-down version.
Yeah.
And I do not like that. And I know some of you are asking,
LaCroix
like, wait.
The of bowl games?
Just a little bit of carbonation, not
give me
much some flavor.
Give me a little more flavor.
I want the leaded version.
Not a...
I know some of you are like, well, wait, how does BYU play Colorado, like their Big 12 opponents? You don't play a conference foe in a bowl game, but because Colorado is coming from the Pac-12,
yes.
Now they have some obligations to fill until the Pac-12 is officially done.
This could have also been Utah, could also be Arizona State again, in theory, by the way. Let's not rule that out. Let's say Arizona State loses, BYU loses, doesn't get in. They both don't get in to the Big 12. That could happen in the Alamo Bowl. That could literally be rematched.
They could line up a rematch
because it's
if
the
they
four Pac-12 teams there if they wanted. If the bowl game wants.
Or do you want the Pop-Tarts Bowl simply because the Pop-Tarts
because
Bowl
Pop-Tarts.
Is just fun.
Just so Dave McCann can eat Pop-Tarts.
And Orlando, right? Orlando greater than the scene in San Antonio in the Alamo Bowl?
Don't ask Charles Barkley. That's what I say.
But yeah, I'd be okay with it. I don't know. It would stink to not be able to see BYU play against Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. You want to get their best.
They're not playing against those guys. It would be some crazy scenario for both.
The only way BYU gets to do that is if BYU is playing Colorado in the Big 12 championship game.
Right.
Which, by the way, would require Arizona State and Iowa State both to lose and BYU to beat Houston and, of course, Colorado to beat Oklahoma State.
Winless Oklahoma State in the league.
So then there's a scenario where Colorado and BYU are the only 7-2 teams there. That is what it would take for BYU to face the star power of Coach Prime's team in the Big 12 championship.
So if the Wildcats
both win.
Yeah, Colorado and BYU are winning this week against Houston and Oklahoma State.
There's no way Colorado loses at home to Oklahoma State, right?
No.
Right?
On Black Friday. Like, that is an interesting game to watch, too, because you're just saying, is Colorado a winner? Okay.
And I think people don't understand the dynamic of the Territorial Cup. Like, that rivalry game specifically has been a shocker more often than not in recent memory, where the team that has no business winning that game can win that game. So it's in Tucson. It could get weird in Tucson because Arizona now has everything to play for when they're looking at ruining their arch nemesis, a chance at a Big 12 championship game.
Yeah.
So there'll be plenty of motives. You saw Utah, how they handled the BYU game. Utah lost 4 straight when BYU rolled in. Cougars were undefeated. Were they motivated to ruin BYU's season? Absolutely.
Now what are they playing
took
for
a
this
miracle
week?
Field goal to get through that.
The Fox preseason was like, dude, Utah UCF on Black Friday, this is going to be great. Now it's one of the worst
now
games.
Now both teams are 4-7.
Ugh.
Yeah, just what an unbelievable year.
Crazy.
In the Big 12.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to our question of the day. Jerem laid it out just a few minutes ago. We've been talking about it. If BYU gets to the Big 12 championship game, we know there are some things that have to fall into place. You got to beat Houston and then have either Arizona State or Iowa State lose.
Only one of those things is crazy. And even then, it's not that crazy for Kansas State to
win. Kansas State can win that game. Also, yeah. Iowa State, we talked about the Utah stat last week, Jerem, right? The week after playing Utah, teams are a combined 2-8.
Hey, I tip my hat to Utah. They're physical,
they
tough to play.
Wear
they take
teams
it out of
down.
Yeah, they take it out
they
of teams.
They wore Iowa State down. That was a grinder. What does Iowa State have left? Can that stat remain strong and Iowa State goes down the week after they beat Utah?
On a fifth string quarterback, too? Crazy.
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 All right. Who do you want BYU to play if the Cougars do indeed find a path to Dallas? At Ocho Zacco on X said, before the Arizona State game, I was hoping for Colorado. Now I want Arizona State.
And I'm weighing like the risk factor in my mind of, do I just want to know that ASU lost and now BYU's in the Big 12 title game more than I want the rematch or potentially not having BYU in the Big 12 title game? I would rather have BYU in the Big 12 title game than not. The opponent is a bonus. So I'm thinking I want Arizona to beat ASU now.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to wait till the Iowa State game
to
know that.
You don't want the stress of it.
I mean, in the end, I'm not going to stress because it's out of BYU's control. It's just, I can't control anything. Why am I going to stress out? But, yeah,
I would love for the BYU-Houston game to be super relevant for its entirety and for BYU to be playing for something.
If it's not, it's going to be a weird second half. It'll
be cold.
And just miserable.
In like, a weird scenario.
You guys going for win 10, but we're disappointed in some way?
That is crazy.
Yeah, that is
crazy. That is crazy. Spencer Rosenhan on X says, I want that one hypothetical scenario where Colorado, Kansas, West Virginia, Arizona State, TCU, and Iowa State all lose, so BYU plays Baylor.
Can you imagine?
Baylor's hot. With Baylor's won five
Baylor's won five in a row.
They get Kansas this week.
Kansas is the hottest team in the league. Three wins versus ranked teams, and then Baylor. That'll be a fun matchup, too.
Hashtag BYUS on an X, Facebook, and Instagram.
Okay, does it matter where BYU lands in the college football playoff rankings tonight?
No, not really. Other than, you know, you want BYU to remain in the top 20, maybe. It's like, oh, it's, you know, tip of the cap, like
but,
stay
but
in the top
what?
20. Or stay a little bit closer to Boise State. If the scenario presents itself where BYU does get to the Big 12 championship game and they have a ranked matchup against either Arizona State or Iowa State and Boise State, they're close enough to Boise State where they could win the Big 12 championship game and then jump Boise State, then we're talking about the only scenario where the Big 12 champion, specifically BYU in this case, gets a bye into the Fiesta Bowl. So I am interested to see how far away BYU will be from Boise State. I think the Broncos are going to come in at number 11, and I anticipate BYU will be somewhere around 19 or 20 tonight. But if you win the Big 12 championship game and Boise State loses the Mountain West Conference championship game, if BYU is close enough, is it enough for that scenario where BYU could hop into the bye, into the Fiesta Bowl? That's really the only context that has some notable intrigue from me. But I don't think it's going to happen. Like, how realistic is that? That's a totally different conversation.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel realistic at all.
It's completely irrelevant. BYU has bigger fish to fry, like we were talking about last week. You got to win and hope that you just get into the title game and then win said title game. And then if you told me right now BYU still made it to the playoffs somehow, I'd say sign me up for the 12th seed.
Just get to the Big 12 championship game.
Right? I don't care about seeding in the playoff now. You just lost two in a row. Beggars aren't choosers. BYU a beggar right now. They got to win and get some help. And then win another game.
I had somebody ask me, would getting to the Big 12 championship game be enough, even if BYU doesn't win? So I call this like an amazing, like, would that be success this season?
Ooh, that's a good question after 9-0. Let's discuss that tomorrow. How about that?
We gotta move on. Put it on the agenda.
We got another topic.
Put it on the agenda.
Great question.
Houston head coach Willie Fritz announced that he has relieved offensive coordinator Kevin Barbe of his duties this morning. So that means quarterbacks coach and passing game coordinator Sean Bell has been named interim offensive coordinator and play caller. This is the second time this season BYU has faced an interim offensive coordinator.
They lost to Kansas
and play
in
caller,
this situation.
Right? Well, they lost. It was Utah, right?
So Utah. And Utah. It was Kansas as well because Grimes had been demoted weeks before.
There you go. So third time. Technically speaking. Will this have any impact on Saturday's game?
Well, let's talk about it. Houston is the worst offense in the country by points, and they're bottom 10 in the following: points per game, success rate, net points per drive, yards per game, points per play, third and fourth down conversions, interceptions thrown, passing offense, red zone offense, turnovers lost. Do you need any more? Is that enough? They're terrible on offense. Zion Chris, good runner, not a good passer. They didn't score an offensive touchdown last week against Baylor. They had a pick six. I don't know how it can get worse, so maybe it gets better if you're Houston. That's why you make the move. Which, by the way, Sean Bell was Gary Bohannon's quarterbacks coach at Baylor. So there's a connection there, some familiarity with Gary Bohannon from Baylor in 2021. Will it have an impact on the game? No. I think Houston's offense stinks. Defense is decent, top 40 in some categories, right? They could make it interesting, and given BYU's injuries, you hope that BYU can still put up 30-plus points. But the last couple of weeks, Spence, we have not seen BYU's offense the same clip we have seen before. I don't see Houston just showing up and scoring 30 against BYU or even 24. So if BYU can just have a kind of a they don't have to be what they were. They can't be what they have been. Somewhere in the middle, they should win the game. But if you limp into the Big 12 title game, should you get there, that's where the concerns
sure.
are. So not a big deal, no. Maybe Gary Bohannon can shed some light on some tendencies or plays that they used that were liked for Jay Hill in that defense.
Yeah, it's too late in the season. Like, Houston is – they are what they are at this point. They're not going to come out with some dramatic shift in what they do. Like, it would be too crazy to throw that onto their personnel this late in the season, cold weather, on the road. Like, if you're throwing out the playbook at this point and, like, trying to reinstitute something brand new for just one game, then you're not doing your team any favors. Houston needs to try and – stay true to the few things that they might do well and look at the games that they actually won against the likes of Kansas State and Utah. Like those games. They should probably try and focus on those things.
Kansas State was a big win.
Incredible.
That helped.
Weather aided and there was a delay and it was ugly, but still they did enough and they have athletes.
Yeah.
They have athletes. So, I don't expect some dramatic shift, but you probably need to focus on that. So, no major changes. BYU just needs to play defense. They need to ball out. Like, show up and win
defense,
on senior night.
If the offense is struggling and they have injuries, defense got to do more.
Yeah.
You got to get another takeaway. You got to give field position. Special teams, give something more. It can't just be offense, do something. It's like, everybody else, lift this thing. Okay, men's hoops, one spot out of the AP poll. 26th, as some say. I do not. Would one win in San Diego get BYU in the top 25?
I think so. I think the caliber of opponents are such that, and BYU has done enough, clearly, in these five ramp-up games to, if you win one game in San Diego, you're in the top 25. Yeah. Do you feel differently? Do you feel like BYU needs to win multiple in San Diego to get in the top 25?
No, if you beat Ole Miss, who's 23, you're probably in. Then you'd play 13 Purdue, by the way, probably.
Yeah.
NC State, kind of top 55 KenPom team, not in the top 25, but
it's beat Ole Miss, and I think you're in.
Yeah, you go 1-1, you're probably in at 6-1. You got, because you need to validate some things. BYU's played five games; they should have won at home. Now they finally go neutral site against some good teams. I'm excited to watch Thanksgiving and Black Friday. We got BYU hoops, meaningful games. This is a great week.
Oh man, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday between football and basketball. This is what it's about, family, food, and just sports fun.
Would we have traded this to be in Cancun with women's hoops and replace Shep? Probably. Probably.
Oh, man.
If you missed any of yesterday's episode of Coordinator's Corner, go ahead and check it out on the BYU TV app. I'm telling you, if you want to know what's going on with Cougar football, you just watch all the shows we offer. This one gives you great insight. Coordinator's Corner, on demand, on the app.
Headlines, and there are plenty of them on the way, including more sound bites from Kalani Sitake and Jake Retzlaff, how they're feeling about BYU's current situation and preparing for Houston, and another strong performance from the old vet, Kyle Van Noy. This is BYU Sports Nation.
This segment of BYU Sports Nation presented by BYU Food to Go, the MVP of your next event.
Follow BYU Sports Nation on social media for content throughout the day. Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
Welcome back to Studio B. I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. Let's roll out your Tuesday headlines.
Cougar football, a 13-point favorite against Houston Saturday night in the regular season finale. Head coach Kalani Sitake says the team's aware of what is needed to make the Big 12 championship game, but that the Cougars aren't looking past Houston.
I think everybody knows a lot of the different scenarios. All I care about is focusing on the seniors and trying to find a way to control the stuff that we can control, which is how we play this weekend and how we prepare today. And then we'll just see what happens afterwards. But the goal is to try to go 1-0 this week. That's got to be our primary goal. And then we deal with the results of how that affects everything else from there on.
BYU needs a win against Houston and an Arizona State or Iowa State loss to make the Big 12 championship game.
BYU quarterback Jake Retzlaff also speaking with the media yesterday about how the offense responded in the second half against Arizona State in Tempe.
We put some of our best product on the field in that second half. And I'm proud of the guys for showing the resilience. Like, when they're down, we're not out of it. And it was obvious we were not out of it. I mean, obviously the last drive, the last play, it came out of one play at the end. So Just proud of the guys, the way they like, they learned from that first half and said, we're not going to do that again. We're going to go out there and make plays, and they did.
Don't be surprised to see more of that spread open two-minute attack against Houston on Saturday. Pre-game coverage for the contest between the Cougars and Cougars begins at 8 Eastern, live on BYU TV and BYU Radio. Bundle up!
Houston head coach Willie Fritz announces he has relieved offensive coordinator Kevin Barbet of his duties this morning. So quarterbacks coach passing game coordinator Sean Bell, who was at Baylor with Gary Bohannon, by the way, has been named interim offensive coordinator and play caller. Houston last in FBS in scoring offense this year, averaging 13.6 points per game.
The fourth week of the college football playoff rankings set to be released tonight at 8 Eastern on ESPN. We just talked about it a few minutes ago. BYU dropping 8 spots last week from 6 to 14 after losing to Kansas. BYU did drop to 19th in the AP poll after the loss to Arizona State. Maybe they show up at a similar number tonight in the CFP poll.
KVN does it again. Kyle Van Noy, 2 tackles and a sack for the Ravens last night in a 30-23 win over the Chargers on Monday Night Football. Van Noy, 8 sacks this season, good for 10th in the NFL. He had a career-high 9 sacks last year. How about in the last couple of seasons of Kyle Van Noy? He doesn't go down, he goes up. 17 combined sacks the last two.
Incredible. He's 33, he's playing his best football. Hey, BYU men's basketball, the first team out of the top 25 in this week's AP poll. The Cougars, as we just talked about, face number 23 Ole Miss on Thanksgiving Day in their first contest at the Rady Children's Invitational in San Diego. The Cougar Hoopsters will play either number 13 Purdue or NC State in the second game in San Diego on Black Friday. Joe Lunardi currently has BYU as a 9 seed in his latest bracketology.
Women's volleyball falls out of the top 25 for the first time since 2013. They hit the road for number 11, Kansas State, to finish the regular season this week. They're also number 26 like men's hoops. So they haven't fallen that far.
It's been 11 years since they've been ranked.
One could argue they've been in the top 26 last 11 years.
Sorry, it's been 11 years since they haven't been ranked. That is remarkable.
Let's just move the arbitrary number to 26 and we're good.
Whoa! The Big 12 Conference has fined Arizona State $25,000, and Commissioner Brett Yormark issued a public reprimand for the field storming incident last Saturday. Yormark said, quote, "The safety of student athletes and all game participants is our foremost priority. We will continue to work with our institutions on event management policies at all Big 12 venues," end quote.
Let's hope they also address recordings by event staff that are posted publicly of private conversations in locker rooms as well. Just saying.
Wild scene, to say the least. Up next, former BYU and NFL linebacker David Nixon joins the program to discuss BYU's potential Big 12 championship game scenarios. Does he like one over the other? Frankly, we'll take whatever we can get, I'm sure. But how BYU can bounce back specifically against Houston and get right. This is BYUSN.
It ain't golf weather, but he's looking like he's going there.
Mm. Now 9-2, still tied atop the Big 12 standings for first, but it's a 4-way tie. Holy cow. We are live in Studio B. This is your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. I'm Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan. And as promised, joining us now in the Cougar Council Room is former BYU and NFL linebacker, current football analyst David Nixon.
Did you know it was named that? Did you know that?
I've heard that reference a few times. Yeah. I was more sad about the fact that my shoe didn't make an appearance this time. Last time
it's on.
You know, it was on. I know, but
it was in the shot.
It was in your shot last time. Yeah, it's all right. Sorry,
different directors, wider camera angles.
Next time. Okay.
This is an AFR. Okay, settle down.
All right, David. We were just talking about all the different scenarios that could play out for BYU to get into a Big 12 title game. We'll get to those in just a minute. But first things first, BYU needs to rectify some things. They got to get right. They're getting a little banged up, which they've avoided for much of the season. What's the state of BYU football in your mind, and how do they make things right?
I mean, this is an interesting dynamic because you look at last year. BYU struggled to close out the season last year, and we're starting to see the same problems this year. Obviously, it happened later in the season. And I think some of it's because BYU has been healthy, obviously, this season, but to a certain point. So I look at it, and the trend, if the trend's the same, then you do start to look at injuries. And who knew that Braden Kine was kind of glue that held this whole team together, right? He goes out against Utah, next thing you know, against Kansas, and against Arizona State, BYU struggles. I don't think it's just him. But, it's something that they've got to get fixed. And I think maybe the depth comes into play a little bit as you get longer later in the season and guys start to get worn out. you know, you got Houston and this is your senior day. This is a great opportunity to get it right. But it's unfortunate because you controlled your own destiny and you had two very winnable games, two one-score games, that if you pull out one of those, we're talking about, okay, who are you facing next week, right? You're into the championship game, assuming you win this week. But unfortunately, that's not the case. So now it's just you got to play the opponent that at hand. And as you mentioned, Houston's coming in kind of wounded a little bit, changing out their offensive coordinator. And so we'll see kind of how that all plays out.
I'm interested to see sort of motivations given what could or could not happen in the afternoon. It's going to be an interesting Saturday as we scoreboard watch and then hope that BYU wins and it matters in terms of Big 12 championship game. Yet, you're going for 10 wins, but it could be a weird 10th win. You experienced some teams that had varying degrees of success in the season. You know, 07 is a team that loses a couple early and then you guys go on a run. 08, there's the quest for perfection, losses to TCU and Utah. You finished your 10-3, but it was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
The hope is that this season is not that, because what BYU has done this year has been incredible, but the tease of 9-0 was too tasty, was it not, David?
Yeah, it was. And I think, I mean, listen, everyone will be a little bit disappointed because there's no doubt that you can't hear the noise, right? I mean, they're seeing the college football playoff rankings come out, and they're sixth in the playoff rankings. You see the mock ranks or the mock bracket where they're getting a first round bye. I mean, they're not oblivious to that. And so I think for them it'll be a little bit of a disappointment. But yes, when you take a step back, you look at it, this might be the most impressive 10-win season ever in the history of BYU football, given the schedule that they played and the opponents that they beat. I mean, that SMU win continues to look incredible with the way SMU's playing, right? And then, of course, Kansas State's had a great season. So for me, BYU's taking huge steps this year. There's no question. The fact that even their two losses have been a one-score game, compared to last year when Iowa State, West Virginia were getting blown off the field, it wasn't even close.
BYU had game-winning drives to potentially win those games in the
100%.
Last two losses.
And last year, there were games where we was over by halftime. And we're like, man, okay, well, this is fun.
Yeah, TCU, West Virginia, Iowa State.
It wasn't even competitive. So for me, I look as listen, second year in the Big 12, and this we're talking grand, you know, bigger picture, grand scheme. Second year of the Big 12, and you're trying to get your program to a point where you become consistent, right? Consistency is key, and you're making good steps. But it's hard not to look at the now and realize what could have been. Because I'll tell you what, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer today, but it's tough to get in this spot. It's tough to have a spot to be able to get into the Big 12 championship. Who knows if this is going to be a consistent thing or if this will be another 3, 4, 5 years till BYU gets another shot at it.
There's no guarantee that you continue to build and improve. That's the hope. That's what the coaches are trying to do. But there's no guarantee. Just like there was no guarantee that last year suddenly you'd show up 5-7. There was no guarantee that Utah, Oklahoma State would dominate this league this year. They've been two of the worst teams in the league. You just enjoy it as it comes to you. Yet, BYU can still get to the Big 12 title game, David.
100%.
Which is wild given 2 weeks ago, we didn't imagine the scenario could play out.
Absolutely wild. And the fact that you have two different paths, right? It's not just one game you're banking on. You have Arizona, who those rivalry games, as we've seen with BYU and Utah, anything can go in either direction there. I actually have a colleague that's a huge Arizona State fan. And we were emailing back and forth, and he said just that. He's like, hey, he calls them the Super Rats. This is Arizona State. he said, you never know in that game. It can go either way. Because I told him, hey, congrats, you're probably in the Big 12 championship. He's like, hey, I don't count it. Don't count us in 100% because it can go either way in that game. So we'll see whether it's, Arizona or whether Kansas State plays some inspired football. I mean, BYU fans are hoping.
I joked the BYU has given a lot to Avery Johnson, and obviously it's fun for his high school coach.
Avery, for BYU.
Time to get back, Avery.
Hey,
time to get
BYU. BYU. Listen, hey, let it be noted, Avery. There. We will start that fun. We'll start our campaign again. I promise
you. Can you imagine if BYU fans were like, we'll combine to donate 100K more if Kansas State wins?
I don't think we can pay him to do it, but
in a charity like this, it's totally legal.
Let it be noted, Avery. You've got three guys right here on Twitter that will blast it out, and we'll make sure you have exposure if you win this game.
I did last night again. I already started it.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Okay, do you have a preference on who BYU could potentially face in a hypothetical Big 12 championship game? Are you leaning heavy to
wanting Arizona State?
A rematch with Arizona State? Or do you want to see Colorado and Coach Prime and Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter?
I honestly think each team is pretty compelling. I mean, Arizona State to rematch, and you heard Chase Roberts. I know you guys have been blasted that.
Wow.
I don't know if I've ever heard more of a heated and more adamant message ever from a player. I mean,
since Max?
Since Max.
Especially somebody who's so even keel like Chase.
But he was more referencing, hey, if we played them again, this is what will happen. Max was just talking about the fan base. This is more of, if we play you again, this is the result. This is what will happen. He's like predicting what will happen in the game.
We call that prophecy around
here. Yeah, I love that. So Arizona State obviously would be blast. Colorado, Coach Prime, the media, they'd eat that game up. It'd have all the stars and the lights on it. I like that game. And Iowa State, I mean, I think for me, facing the Big 12 championship game, they're pretty beatable. I mean, as we saw with them against Utah, I mean, they're not world beaters.
They've never won 10 games in a season ever.
Which is incredible. Because they've been ranked top 25. I mean, they're a pretty consistent program. We talk about consistency.
They're kind of 8-win consistent as opposed to 10.
Yeah. So For me, honestly, I'll take any of them. But I really don't have a preference. I think all three have really cool different storylines. And I think BYU has a great chance against all of them.
Mm. It's going to be interesting to have to navigate the emotions of, if it comes to Iowa State, Kansas State, while the BYU game is happening. But we'll see what happens in the Territorial Cup with Arizona. Yep. But Saturday is going to be
so we should know probably by the end of the first quarter, right? Isn't that kind
first
of guess?
Second quarter. I mean, if Arizona State loses by 5 p.m. local time, we'll know.
Before kickoff.
And then Iowa State, Kansas State's at 5:30. Yeah.
Okay, to finish out, the college football playoff rankings come out tonight. And both Jeremy and I agree, not as much interest naturally because BYU is going to show up somewhere around 20, maybe 19 at best. But Boise State and where they land and what they do if BYU gets to a Big 12 championship game and wins that, like all of that stuff is still at play. So do you care at this moment about the college football playoff rankings, where BYU sits compared to everybody else in front of them?
Yeah, I think it's fun. I mean, I'll tune in and see where everyone lands. But to your point, I mean, you've kind of lost your shot. At this point, you have to win the Big 12 to get in. And then at that point, you're then now worried about where the seed falls, right? If you do win the Big 12 championship.
We can't be that picky, though, right?
I mean, listen, you're in at that point. But I'm just saying it's this week I don't think has much of a bearing on you know what the future looks like for BYU. But, of course, you want to keep climbing that pole because if you do win this week and you win the Big 12, then you will be pretty interested where that last ranking comes in. So I guess it matters, but doesn't matter. I hope the team just more focused on beating Houston. I mean, the offense has to find a way to start fast. And I went back and charted the plays yesterday. BYU pretty much abandoned the run. I think it was 9 runs to 27 passes in the second half. Mm. And I'm a firm believer, A-Rod, like you've had back-to-back halves where you've only scored 3 points. The second half of Kansas and the first half against Arizona State, only 3 points. You've got to find a way to start faster, and you've got a way to be more consistent. You can't just be scoring 3 in one quarter and, you know, 20-plus in the next. You've got to play a full game. And so, for me, it's can A-Rod get it going early? If the run's not there, do what they did against Arizona State. Spread it out. Spread it out. And we've seen those timing routes work for BYU. We've seen those intermediate, those mesh routes. I mean, there's a lot of concepts that are working well for BYU. Go to that. Because the run game's something that these running backs, they're young. They're still figuring it out. But Jake can sling it. And there's no doubt about that. And you got Chase Roberts and Laster. I mean, they've got weapons all across the field. So if the run game's not there, abandon. And let's just go old school. Five wides and just air it out.
Hey, more of this tonight on After Further Review.
Feels desperate for a 9-2 team, but it's true, right? Like things are just
You've got to find that mojo. And it happens. You get into funks where things just aren't clicking the way. Yeah. And sometimes defenses, especially in this scenario, has a beat on the offense. And he's got some tendencies that teams are picking up. And so you just got to switch up a little bit, get a little more creative, and sometimes you just have to put the defense on their heels, which means air it out, stretch them.
If you liked what you heard from David, check it out tonight. After Further Review, coming up at 7 Eastern time on the BYU TV app. Not the season finale. They got a show next week. Don't you worry.
After the break, I go one-on-one with BYU defensive end Isaiah Banya on the end of game chaos against Arizona State and how the team is focused on what they can control this weekend against Houston. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. We are live in Studio B. I recently spoke with BYU defensive end Isaiah Banya as a precursor to senior night for the Cougars against the Houston Cougars. He recaps the chaos at Arizona State, what needs to get right for BYU, and how to manage the emotions of maybe getting into a Big 12 title game. This is Isaiah Banya on BYU Sports Nation.
Isaiah, after the weekend and the chaos that ensued in Tempe, ultimately resulting in a second consecutive BYU loss, how were you able to process through that to get right to begin another week?
It's, it's tough taking a loss in general, man. And for it to be our second one, especially in such a critical time of the season, you know, obviously you don't want that to be the result of the game. But the fact of the matter is, that's just the case, you know, that we are in. So it's crazy because, you know, it's all about how you respond to these things. How you respond is going to have to tell you how, you know, your team is, the type of person you are, you know, as a man especially, right? And so it's I'm seeing it personally as a life, just like a life lesson, you know. And I know the same thing for a lot of guys, and it's a fact of us continuing to be consistent and truthfully staying with our beliefs and what we've established from the start of the season.
Well said from Isaiah Banya. Now, for those who were not at Mountain America Stadium and certainly not on the field in that chaos, how would you describe what that whole scene was like? The field storm, then 1 second back on the clock, and then a second field storm.
Man, it was outrageous. Let me tell you, it's crazy because I personally have never been in a scenario like that in my life. You know, I've never had a game where, you know, the field's been, you know, had all the fans come up on it, you know, storm and all that stuff. So it was crazy in that in itself, right? But then to have that second left on the clock, you know, and then coming down to a Hail Mary, and man, it's crazy because it kind of brings life back into the situation. You know what I'm saying? It's like, whoa, hold on, we're not done yet. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, the whole field's covered in ASU fans and everything like that. Everybody's in your face talking crazy. You know, it's like, man, hold on. You know what I'm saying? It's not over till it's over. You know what I'm saying? It never is, right? So it was crazy, man, crazy moment. And it sucks that it ended the way that we didn't want it to, right? But still, the situation in itself was something I've never experienced before. And I'm sure it was the same situation for a lot of my teammates, even guys on the other side, you know what I'm saying? So it was just crazy, man. And yeah, it was wild and to such a crazy game in itself.
Hey, I'll say this much and then we'll move on. Bravo to you and the team for not letting the emotions get absolutely out of control, because that was a very, very difficult situation. And emotions are understandably high, but you got back to Provo, no major incidents. Obviously, you have to process through the loss, but now you're trying to get right for Houston, knowing that you could potentially see Arizona State in a rematch in Dallas. You could see Iowa State. You could see Colorado. There's a scenario where you could see Baylor. I mean, it's it's crazy.
Yes.
So how are you handling all of that, knowing you got to beat Houston first to have a shot to get back into Dallas?
I think that, of course, with all these different options, all these different things happening, especially for this conference championship, you know, I was potentially seeing Arizona State, like you said, again, stuff like that. You know, that's all cool and everything. I mean, it's possibilities, right? But what we do know for sure, and what's for sure, you know, going to happen is this game against Houston. You know what I'm saying? This week, if we don't win this week, if, you know, whatever happens, none of that stuff matters for us, right? And so it's very important for us as a program, not just as a team, but a whole program, to be where our feet are, man, be present and worry about this 1 week being 1-0. And whatever happens after that, man, hey, that's the way, you know, the game plan is supposed to go. That's the way, you know, college football is going to go for us. But like I said, all that matters right now is just Houston, man, and taking it to them and leaving our best football on the field, man. It's our last time playing at Lavelle Edwards Stadium this year, you know? So that's the most important thing regardless, man.
Isaiah Banya is on BYU Sports Nation. Naturally, people outside of the team, heck, people inside of the team are asking themselves, how did this happen? What happened to not give BYU enough to win that game in Tempe? So as you look back at the film and you begin to learn from it, what did you see? Was it a lack of heart? Was it a lack of execution? Like, what do you think it was that you will learn from now as you get ready for Houston?
Right. On the defensive side of it, of course, there come down to some things, you know, just the fundamentals, not executing the little things, right? Some plays that really hurt us. There was some miscommunication. Some plays, you know, one of our goals this game was to be great tacklers. And, you know, there was too many missed tackles, especially on a running back like that. He's a talented dude. He runs hard. You know what I'm saying? You can't just, you know, dive at ankles. And that's for my own, you know, me, for myself as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm not blaming on anybody specifically, you know? And so with that being said, man, we just didn't execute the little things, you know, and it's a tough pill to swallow because, you know, that's what we pride ourselves on, right? Being good at the little things, executing the fundamentals and technique, right, to the best of our ability. And so, man, we just, that's really what it came down to, you know, the little things. And I mean, shoot, hence why the game ended so close at the end, you know, but 1 second, that's all it took. You know what I'm saying? The little things are so important in this game of football, especially at this level. So, yeah, man, we just need to get back to doing the little things right and executing them. Everything will be all right.
What has you most excited to play on Saturday night against Houston for a shot at 10 wins and just maybe a shot to get to Dallas?
Well, that in itself is just exciting. You know what I'm saying? Just a shot, right? I last game at LaBelle Edwards Stadium, man, it's wild that it's finally here. You know, that in itself, I want to leave. You know, I know myself and the rest of the seniors and the other guys, you know, we want to leave a legacy. You know, this season was so meaningful. You know, we've worked so hard this season, and from all the way from the jump, you know, as soon as last season ended, you know, before our offseason even ended, you know what I'm saying? We've been on this journey, and you know, what better way than to really leave it all out there on the field this weekend. You know, this one last time here at LaBelle, and, you know, just show everybody kind of team that we are, kind of program we are, kind of community that we are, you know what I'm saying? And do it for not just ourselves, but for everybody who's, you know, been there for us and supported us, you know what I'm saying? The fans, you know, just LaBelle in general. So it'll be wonderful, man. It'll be a great game, and we're all going to come out there with our best effort, 100%.
It's the Cougars in red versus the Cougars in blue.
Crazy.
On senior night. Let's go, man. Hey, we can't wait to watch you ball out under the lights of LaBelle Edwards Stadium once again, and wish you the best of luck this week in your preparations and getting those little things right, brother.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for your time.
You got it. Thanks, Isaiah.
Isaiah Banny on BYU Sports Nation. Good stuff. BYU football with Kalani Sitake is tonight. Season finale, 8:30 Eastern on the BYU TV app. Some of the seniors will be on the program with Coach and Greg Rubel.
Oh, you've never seen a Top 5 Tuesday like this, and we unveil it next. Specifically, the top 5 teams we'd like to see BYU play in the Big 12 championship game. It's amazing there are 5 options. This is BYUSN.
Cactus Utes!
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Let's finish this show with a bang on Top 5 Tuesday, and it features the top 5 teams we'd like to see BYU face in a hypothetical Big 12 championship game.
Could happen.
All of these could happen. Yes. Jared, start us off at number 5.
Okay, number 5, Kansas State. This could happen if BYU beats Houston, of course. Kansas State has to beat Iowa State. Arizona has to beat Arizona State. Oklahoma State has to win its first game in the Big 12 against Colorado. So this isn't happening, but we could have a rematch of BYU's second best win of the year, which is Kansas State. You could argue that SMU, then Utah, but Kansas State.
Oh, look at all those chips that have to fall just so. Number 4, Baylor. This one's a little more simple, right? Not really. BYU needs to beat Houston. Kansas State has to beat Iowa State. Arizona has to beat Arizona State. Oklahoma State has to beat Colorado. And Baylor has to beat Kansas. So there's that.
Iowa State, number 3. That could be interesting. Not as interesting as maybe the top 2 that we're going to present in a second, which brings us to number 2.
Yes, Colorado. Okay, people are asking, okay, what needs to happen for BYU to face Coach Prime and all those stars? Not as much, but still, it's unlikely. BYU, of course, needs to beat Houston. Colorado has to beat Oklahoma State. Kansas State has to beat Iowa State. And Arizona has to beat Arizona State. Then Colorado and BYU would both be 7-2. and in Dallas.
Okay, number one, Arizona State, the Cactus Utes, as some call them. BYU has to beat Houston, Arizona State has to beat Arizona, Kansas State has to beat Iowa State. That could totally happen.
This
that
is the totally most likely. Happen. Clearly the most likely, and grants BYU the opportunity that the team and staff and fan base want another shot.
Which staff are you
at ASU?
To?
Yes. Our question of the day, if BYU gets to the Big 12 championship game by beating Houston and one of those two teams we chronicled loses to help him get there, who would you want BYU to play? Our elite voice of the day, presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated, comes in from at what Doug Fox says on X. Arizona State with the official replay booth on the BYU sidelines.
Nice. Nice.
There's that. Today's Rise of Shoutout presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Women's volleyball's poll streak, 180 polls in a row out of the top 25. Heck of a run.
11 years. Our thanks to today's guests, David Nixon and Isaiah Banya.
Sorry, Dennis.
Go Cougs! Just get to Dallas!